I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're taking a look at the Middle East in the picture 1 year since the Hamas terror attack on Israel. Jordana Miller joining us live from Jerusalem. Jordana, I'm wondering what it's like in Jerusalem where you're commemorating something that happened a year ago, but still, you know, very much right in the middle of this ever-expanding war.
Right. I can tell you, first of all, it's a very somber mood here. It feels like the heaviness of Memorial Day here, except that that's a day that's followed by the kind of joy of Independence Day. And somehow there's, you know, there's a link between the sacrifices of those who've lost their lives and the, you know, the declaration of the State of Israel. This is just feels like a black day with no, you know, there's no real upside. Right. Everyone's just kind of reliving the trauma of October 7th, you know, and the same, you know, even as a reporter, I'm remembering so viscerally the shock of what happened, the grief, those first clips that came out, you know, the social media posts that Hamas put up there that some of the survivors at the Nova Festival did, you know, with, you know, hundreds of Israelis running through these fields. You know, later we would find out that that Nova Music Festival was the deadliest killing spree of Hamas that day. Over 300 young Israelis killed. Our testimonies of survivors and from those who were kidnapped of the scenes of rape, many of them also come from the Nova Music Festival. And I think nobody anticipated that this war would go on this long or that it would expand to so many other fronts near and far, not only, you know, the northern front with Lebanon, but as one general was saying earlier, a former general here was saying, you know, the shock of the words coming out of his mouth that here we are a year later, who would imagine that Israel would be in a position where it has now fended off two major strikes from Iran on its own soil, and now it will strike Iran a second time, right? We're waiting for that. So, you know, finding Iran, hitting Yemen and the Houthis, Lebanon, Gaza. I mean, in the very beginning, when people said this feels like a second war of Israel's independence, I think there were people in the beginning who thought, maybe a little bit of an exaggeration. Meanwhile, it has most certainly turned into that. This is a fight for the, you know, the what Israelis, I think, across the political spectrum would say a fight for Israel's existence and its right to be here against, you know, these terrorists who have a fanatical ideology who do not represent, you know, the Palestinian people or their cause.
Jordana, are people living on edge really these days, knowing that Israel is planning to retaliate against Iran?
To be honest, I think Israelis have been living on the edge for months and months, right? I think everyone's actually kind of used to the roller coaster of events. And everyone's either directly or indirectly involved in the war campaign, right? I mean, there are so many who've had to leave their businesses and go into the reserves. You know, there are wives who are taking care of their children alone because their husbands have been gone for months. There are others that are still grieving, right? There's a front in Lebanon now and you know, soldiers are dying there. For example, the preschool teacher for my little children, I have a 4-year-old and a 1.5-year-old. Her son is, you know, just went into Lebanon. She says, you know, she's not really sleeping at night. So everyone is somehow connected to this war, and it is really overshadowing everything. And it's, you know, I feel the Israeli government and the military, they have, in a very slow but sure way, have prepared Israelis, and they have been upfront with Israelis that this is a war and it's not going to end tomorrow. And even if right now we are having victories against Hezbollah, it's going to be a longer war and challenges, and we just have to stay focused and resilient. And from the beginning, I think military leaders, that is the defense minister, the head of the Israeli army, the spokesman, the prime minister, prepared Israelis for a kind of long war. And that's what we're in.
Jordana, thank you for the update this morning. Jordana Miller joining us live from Jerusalem.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.